Past in years past, you'll be sleeping in your bed now. It's Sunday morning, you know, or you'll be preparing to go to Tala Stadium to watch the Bohemians or Shamrock Rovers. Amen. But we are here in the house of the Lord, a Sunday morning on our post of duty to worship the Lord, to praise Him for a week. To get some more energy for the coming days, the coming weeks, to prepare to face the battle ahead. So we really thank the Lord for that. God richly bless you and welcome to the house of the Lord. We greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for being in your house and for your presence in our midst. This song really reflects what our heart says to the word of God, because you are the Amen, and you want us. Your will is that we became Amen, that we become the word made flesh, O Lord, so that we can not only say Amen, but our life would be an Amen to the word, O Lord. That's why I take control of the service. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's open our Bibles. We're still on our topic. The word made flesh is the light of the hour. We're going to see a different aspect of it today. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, and then Romans 2, verse 2. Philippians 2 verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let the mind of Christ be in you. That's what the scripture says. What is then the mind of Christ? Romans chapter 2 verse 2. And be not conformed to this world. Are you there? And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So what will transform you is the renewing of your mind.
Hallelujah.
Everything starts from the mind. Amen. You may be seated. Once again, we greet Brother Mandigo. Welcome, and we hope you enjoy the service in the presence of the Lord. Brother George, happy to see you again. And all is well.
Glory.
Amen.
I believe.
Amen. So, we have just read two scriptures talking about the mind. Transforming of our mind so that we can have the mind which was in Christ. These two scriptures, I thought it was very important as a background for what we are going to talk about, the Word made flesh. Remember, last week we read this quote. It's in, "There is a man here that can turn on the light." So life is only by the Word of God made manifest. Life comes only by the Word of God made manifest. As long as it is just in the book like this, it still can be questioned. But when it's made manifest, then you see the product of what it spoke of being manifested. Then that is the light of the world. Amen. The Word becomes life. It becomes light only when it is made manifest. When it is made flesh. Amen. We saw last week that the Pharisees, they had the Bible. They could read and sing, my God, why have thou forsaken me? But as long as it was just ink and paper, it didn't give them life.
Amen.
But the scripture, it was being fulfilled at a, you know, at some mount somewhere. While they were singing in the church, the life that was in the scripture was made flesh, and those who saw it received life. But those who remained by the letter, they didn't receive life. So life is only by the Word manifest, by the Word made flesh. Amen. That's why when he came, the prophet says, he never wrote even a single word. He didn't write. Because it didn't come to be a written word. It was the spoken word. It was the scripture. But this time it was the Word made flesh. And it didn't have to write a book because he was the book. Amen. That's why it didn't write. The prophet says, the only word, he never wrote a book. He never wrote a word. The only word he ever wrote, I guess, he erased it out in the sand when a woman had been taken in adultery. He never wrote a word. Why? Because he was the Word.
Amen.
Amen. I'm so happy that he erased that word.
Amen.
Because he just wanted to show that he didn't want to have any record of him writing. He was not the written word. He was life.
Amen.
He was the Word made flesh. And life comes only through the Word made flesh. And he was now the life dispenser.
Amen.
Amen. He became now, that's why he could say, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Life was not in the guys, the Romans, the Pharisees, the Jews, could quote the scriptures. The Bible says, a virgin shall conceive. We are waiting for the virgin to conceive. But the product, the result of that virgin conception was there, made flesh, giving life. Amen. So that's why it is, that's what we saw last week. Now today, we want to see a different aspect of it. He became flesh. The Word was made flesh so that he can impart life.
Amen.
So when we see the Word made flesh, It's not only for us to say the word has been made flesh, praise God, and you know, sometimes we become very good at arguments. We go out there, Malachi 4, you know, you can demonstrate it and say from A to Z, Genesis to Revelation, but that's not the aim. The aim is that that word that has been made flesh in your day to become you. We have to become also the word made flesh. Amen. The word made flesh was not only Jesus. Jesus became the word made flesh so that those who saw him, those who accepted him as the light, because light gives life. Those who saw the life, they could receive life. That's why you could tell them, you are the light of the world. They had seen the word made flesh so that they can, you know, it can impart life on them, and they become also life dispensers. You are the light of the world. The light comes to give life. So when they saw Isaiah 9:6 fulfilled, it was not for them to go out there and start saying, oh, you know, Jesus of Nazareth, he is the guy. You know, he makes miracles. That was good to testify. But the final aim was that they also can become the word made flesh. That's why he commanded them now, go ye and make disciples. Because you have become life. And remember, the bottom line, the basic principle here, there is life only when the word becomes flesh. So they couldn't go and give life if the word didn't become flesh in them. Amen. Amen. When he tells them, go and make disciples. Go and make of the whole world my disciples. It means go and give life. But you can't give life if you have no life in you. Amen. You can't become a life dispenser if there is no life in you. Amen. Amen. Remember, you can't go to the ATM and get money if there's no money in the ATM. Amen. To give life, you become yourself. You need to have life in you. That's why Jesus said, he that believes in me.
Where is the scripture again? Where did I put it? Sorry.
John 7. In the last, John 7:37-38. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man is thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Now listen, verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Amen. You become life dispenser. Out of you will flow rivers of living water so that you can make more world made flesh around you. But you become, you know, you give life only if yourself you have life in you. That's the bottom line. That's our main topic today. How do you become yourself? A word made flesh. It's good to say, Jesus, you know, was the word made flesh. Today, Malachi 4 has been fulfilled. It is the word made flesh. Revelation 7 has been fulfilled. It is the word made flesh. But what is the result? It was not fulfilled only for you to be saying it. It was fulfilled because the Bible says there will be a bride. It is a word. That word must be made flesh. Amen. Amen. That word must become flesh, which is you. There'll be a resurrection of the dead. Remember, we have a role to play in the resurrection of the dead. Because we are the one that will produce that faith of the rapture that will bring the dead back unto life. How can you bring them back to life if you don't have life in you? And having life means becoming the word. the word being made flesh in you. So as long as you have not become the word made flesh, let's not talk about the rapture. There's no rapture because you won't go alone in the rapture. Brother Pele is waiting for you to bring him back to life. You get it? Our brethren who have passed, they are waiting for you, that faith in you, life in you to bring them. Remember, Jesus couldn't bring Lazarus out of the tomb if there was no life in him. Amen. He was the word made flesh and he could impart life. We must become the word as you walk. Amen. So, it is very important that we understand this principle. So, how do we become? We are very limited in time. As we says, how do you produce that? Remember, we read our two scriptures. Let the mind which was in Christ be in you. Because always, we spoke last week about the cycle of the word. The prophet says, the word starts by being a thought. That's why he says, let the mind which was in Christ be in you. Because out of the mind came thoughts. Amen. Out of your mind, everything you think comes from your mind. So if you have the mind of, Jennifer Lopez. Sorry. You will think like Jennifer Lopez. But get the mind of Christ in you. Then out of that mind, the thoughts that will come, let's read what the prophet says. He says, are you with me? No, it's not easy to get, it's one thing to get an inspiration. It's one other thing to put it in writing, and it's another thing to bring it out. Amen. So, just struggling to make things, it's all so big, the thought that we need really to summarize it. And he says, and every word in the Bible is God's thought laying in seed's form. That if received into the human being and spoke by the same thought, remember that, and spoke by the same thought that materialized the Bible, brings the things to pass. Remember, it came from God has some thought of light in his mind. From the mind, he said, it thought of light. And then from that thought became a word. Let there be light. And then since it was the mind of Christ, remember everything that comes out of the mind of Christ comes to materialization. So when he spoke, let there be light. And since it was the mind of Christ, light comes to manifestation. That's what he said. And every word in the Bible that is received into a human being and spoken by the same thoughts that materialize the Bible, bring the things to pass. That's why Paul knew when he wrote, let the mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. You can't become the word made flesh because remember, it goes from a thought. Then it is spoken, then it becomes flesh. The word follows that cycle. It has to come from a thought, then spoken word. Sometimes it is written, and from there it becomes flesh. You can't become the word made flesh if the thoughts that come out of your mind are not the thought of Christ. Amen? So that's why he said, the Bible says, let this mind that was in Christ be in you. That's what the prophet says. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That's what Proverbs says. Your thoughts, if they become an expression, Your thought must become an expression. That's why one day, the word of God, when it was spoken, remember, you have to have the mind of Christ. Because if it's spoken with the mind of Christ in you, it will come to realization. One day, a girl was sitting somewhere. An angel came and told her, "You are blessed, Mary. You are blessed, and this and that. You'll give birth to a child, and he will become this." And Mary was there seated, listening. And she had so much the mind of Christ in her. But what the prophet says here, she spoke the same word through the mind of Christ. She said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be unto me according to thy word." It was a thought of Christ spoken with the same thought that wrote that scripture. The time she spoke these words out of the mind of Christ, something started in her. Amen. The words pronounced, the word coming from the mind of Christ in you, when spoken, it will produce a result according to the scripture. That's what the prophet said. If that same spirit that said, "Let there be light," and there was light, the same spirit that says, "Let there be trees," and there was trees, if that same spirit, if that same mind that was in Christ be in you, how much could it say, "Let there be no cancer"?
Amen.
Amen. If the mind of, you can produce your healing just by having the mind of Christ in you. Amen. The word of God spoken through the mind of Christ produced the unexpected. Amen. That's why Mary could say, "Let there be unto me according to thy word." Spoken through the mind of Christ, a change. That's why he said, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Everything goes from there. The mind of Christ in you will produce the result of the word. That's how you become the word made flesh. Amen. So many things can be said here. He said, you could say, "Let there be no cancer." If that same word said, "Let there be light," and out of light came everything we see. If you get yourself dressed, clothed by that same mind, you'll speak even your rapture.
Amen.
Amen. You can speak your rapture. Mary spoke a Messiah to existence.
Amen.
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 He says, that's why Joshua, clothed with the mind of Christ, he could stand and say, "Son, stand still." The same word that made the son recognized the same word that made it.
Yes.
Why? Because it was spoken through the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Are you with me?
Yes.
He says, you can say, "Let the blind's eyes be open," and it will be so. It is your thoughts.
Amen.
Amen. Everything goes from there. Always remember the cycle of the word. The word made flesh. The word become flesh from a thought. Then it is spoken, sometimes written, but this written word taken through the mind of Christ in you will produce the right thoughts. And that thought will produce the change in you.
Amen.
He says, that's why in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, my brother, sister, be very careful of what you are thinking of. Be very careful of what's going through your mind. 3:20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think." Amen. To do abundantly above all that we ask
Not only ask, but even all that you think. So stop thinking of your wife passing away, you know. If she could only die. No. Your thoughts. The prophet says they speak more than your words. Let the mind which was in Christ be in you. Stop thinking negative. Because God will grant you above even what you think. You are a son of God. The time you become conscious that you are a child of God, be very careful of what's going through your mind. Amen. He says, your heart and your mind is so filled with God's Spirit until your thoughts become his thoughts. There you are. When your mind and your leading and your guiding become a direct place, a direct inspiration of the Holy Spirit that moves in your mortal being. That's how you become the Word made flesh. How do you become a Christian? How do you become the Word, a walking Word? As a man thinking, it has to become a thought before it becomes a word. And a word expressed, materialized. You say, I believe in my heart that I am a Christian because I have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And if I don't cry, if I don't move, if I don't do a thing, in my heart first, I believe that Christ died for me in my stead. I accept it as a Christian. I believe it as a Christian. Then it is in my heart, a thought. Amen? Then I express it in a word. Amen? I am a Christian. With the mind of Christ in me, I express it in the word. I am a Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. Then I start walking as a Christian. Talking as a Christian. Living as a Christian. Being as a Christian. And by my fruits, I'm recognized by the world as a Christian. Amen. The word made flesh. That's how we become the word made flesh. Your thoughts, your mind first. If the mind of Christ is in us, believing that Brother Branham is a prophet, that's good, but that's not everything. You have to become that. It has to become a living scripture in me and in you. He says, the last quote we're going to read, we are Christians by faith, through grace of God. We are Christians. See, God, in his infinite mercy, called us to be reconciled with him through his son, Jesus Christ. What he did, it changed my soul from the things of the world unto the things of God. From horse races and gambling and adultery and lying and stealing. It changed my soul, changed my thoughts. And then my thoughts became so real till they become words in my lips. And they materialize. And now I am a Christian. Amen. That's the cycle. There, my mind. Let the mind be in you which was also in Christ. It starts from there. Be ye renewed by the transformation of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. When the mind is renewed, it will produce the correct thoughts, and the thoughts will produce the word, and you will become the word made flesh. God bless you. Let's pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we commit now the rest of the service into your hands. Take control, O Lord, what will be done and said, the singing, the worship, the offering, the preaching of the word. Let our mind be really the mind of Christ, and let us accept the word through the mind of Christ. Let us see and respond through the mind of Christ. That's the only way we can be the manifestation of this word. Bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.